Morning!
Morning!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey Bunty, greetings from San Francisco. It's been a while, and to our listeners, audience, readers, first of all, just sorry for the delay. Just been super busy on both ends, and we want to also wish you a very happy Diwali. So what's up? What's been up with you, man?
Well, Rohit, things are going well. I was traveling for a while and just got back. And I think there are lots of adventures on my travels, met with lots of people we both know. But I think on this episode, we wanted to talk about how Diwali is panning out, what our plans are and what we're doing. I was talking to some friends in India, and they were saying that, particularly in a city like Delhi, there's a huge amount of pressure around not celebrating Diwali with patakas and kind of keeping it relatively low-key, right?
Right.
And I think what I'm trying to do next weekend is I'm having a party at my house. I think we've got about 55, 60 people coming. And the plan is we initially thought we'd be doing some food, but that's going to become a logistical nightmare. So we are hooking up with a lady who prepares snacks, and we'll be serving snacks and drinks and letting off some fireworks. Ironically, I'll be able to celebrate in London with fireworks, whereas some of my friends in Delhi will not be able to. But yeah, hugely exciting. What are your plans for Diwali? It is next weekend, right?
It is next weekend, and we are looking forward to it, and we've never done the traditional thing, the Indian family, like in the sort of historic scheme of things, buys gold, etc. But we like to get a little something for the house. And this time, it's interesting that I actually discovered a really fantastic antique dealer in London, really, or in England, not in London, off Etsy and eBay. And I'm just very happy I got, some... an antique bronze lamp from South India, plus silver and copper salver, and it's interesting that I know a lot of stores in India which sell this stuff, but this is a place where you get really good and stuff. So that's something personally, and we'll just be doing a kind of family celebration, because we've had some travel, and we've had weekends are like packed with meeting friends and play dates and stuff like that. So we make all our friends over and, have a kind of low-key celebration at home. Or it just may be, the family, just us celebrating. But I'm really looking forward to it, because, somewhere in your mind around this time, it's just the way memory works, being associative. There's a certain coolness in the air around the time of Diwali. And that coolness in the air is here as well. And that just evokes memories of that time. So, even though you're not in India, your sort of heart brims with that festive feeling. And it's a very nice feeling.
No, I think you're right. I think, do you, in your Diwali parties, Rohit, do you serve alcohol?
That's not something that, is a kind of distinction one makes, because, I understand that there is a certain convention that's to be followed. But, we are not sticklers about any of this. And I also feel that, at the end of the day, we are here in the West. It's a convention to have, wine or maybe have a cocktail or a beer or something when you call someone over for dinner. To call someone over for dinner, and then people usually, when people come over, even if you ask them not to get anything, it's a convention. Often, they'll either get dessert or they'll get a bottle of wine sometimes. So then, to have list of specification, this is, this is a religious festival. You cannot do A, you cannot do B, you cannot do C. To me, just personally, and anyone else can follow what they want, to me personally, that kind of is inimical to the spirit of hospitality. In India, there are shared assumptions and it's kind of a given, right? So it's...
Yeah,
it's
I never think you're right, Rohit. I think when we call our friends here, we try and serve some drinks and nibbles. Generally, it was drinks and dinner. But as I mentioned, as the numbers have been rising every year, we've kind of pared back from serving. Actually, this is the first year where we won't be doing dinner, we'll be doing snacks. Mm. But drinks are central casting and fireworks. So we let off fireworks. And, you know, you're so right. The weather is kind of slightly cooler, and it makes for a very cozy, interesting thing. And essentially, Diwali, obviously, there's a religious element to it, but also uniquely it coincides with a whole host of harvest festivals.
Right? Because that's across the origin anyways. Yeah.
So over here also, they have the Burns Night, and they have the Guy Fawkes Night, Halloween, all of those things. You suddenly realize that as a world and as different cultures, essentially, when the nights got longer, there was the tendency to do something that involved bonfires, fireworks, you know, signaling a restart. And you know, so yeah, Diwali kind of fits in with that in this context. But obviously, we'll be having lots of sweets. I'll be arranging for sweets. We should talk about buying sweets and Indian groceries in other parts of the world, because, you know, this is that's a whole minefield, because, you know, it has so many different interpretations of what mithai is and what type of snacks go. Like over here, there's a huge Gujarati kind of... it's either the Gujarati Venn diagram or the Punjabi Venn diagram that you run into. So I'm very interested in seeing if there is like sweets from East India or South India that I can score. But it's very rare. You don't get it. It's either Punjabi Halwai or like, you know, Gujarati, you know, their version of sweets. So how does it net out in San Francisco? Where do you buy your mithai and sweets from?
You know, we don't, I mean, for a variety of reasons, home generally there is chocolate-oriented fascism in the dessert realm. And that's, you know, my wife is, you know, a chocolate fanatic. I also love chocolate of all kinds, but I'm also into like, you know, rasmalai, gulab jamun. Now, some of those, you know, exotic ones, you know, Kashmiri peda and, you know, the very intricate ones. There used to be this, I don't know what was it called. I've forgotten now. It looked like it was translucent. It was this super chewy kind of Indian mithai. Now, the thing is that here, in not so much in San Francisco, but in the Bay Area, you have every kind of Indian community. And I think you're pushing maybe what? 250,000 Indians or something, or maybe, I don't know, 200,000. So you have every community represented. So you get every kind of sweet. And you have businesses that cater to, you know, it won't just be like the Andhra community. It'll be like one subset of people from Andhra Pradesh. And this is a kind of... And there are enough people. There are enough people buying enough things from that sub-community to keep that particular small store profitable. So they're not even interested. I mean, forget wanting to reach out to the wider American population. They're not even interested in reaching out to the wider Indian population. They won't advertise. It's just that, you know, that's where all the community people go. So whichever community you're from, whatever festival is there, you know, you can find, you know, you can find a lot of stuff. Now, you know, there used to be a Bengal Sweets, for instance, that shut down. There's fairly high turnover in the restaurant business anyways, but you know, very good quality gulab jamuns, rasgullas, rasmalai, kulfi you can get. And then a number of these places make fresh mithai, which is also very good. Now, I'm supposed to be off this for health reasons, but I also, like, for a while now, have found a lot of these things very rich. I generally am not a fan of, like, food made in ghee, even though I know it sort of has traditional health benefits and so on, eaten in moderation, of course. So I don't have, you know, that Punjabi appetite for desi ghee. But, yeah, you get everything. And, you know, now that we are talking about this, like, you know, some sweets I love, because I grew up all over India, and you know, Bengali sweets, and I love rasmalai, and I love Mysore pak, and motichur laddus, and, you know, a great piece of kaju barfi with a little bit of, like, silver foil, those diamond-shaped barfis. You know, that's amazing. And now that you've mentioned this, I'm definitely buying a whole bunch of this evening.
Well, you should say that because, you know, my go-to mithai always has been, there are two types of laddus we get, right? One is laddu that is fine grain. I don't know, it's besan. Okay, I think it's besan laddu. The other is, I think, is motichur. You know, that is like the grains are slightly more pronounced.
Right.
Those two types of laddus. And then we get something called pista rolls, which is, you know,
it's like a cannoli,
Yeah, it's like a cannoli with green inside, which is, so what we do is this next weekend, we'll be serving vegetable chops, fish chops, and different types of mithai. Plus, you know, there's going to be lots of dry fruits and snacks, and I've stocked up on wine. Today, in fact, I had to go and buy some wine glasses because we suddenly realized that we don't have enough glasses to serve our guests. So that's all been done. So hugely exciting. Look, I think we've talked about Diwali that's coming up next weekend, what each of us are planning to do, the kind of foods and the things, the celebrations, how we celebrate in different parts of the world. I think on that note, I mean, on this one, apart from wishing our listeners and well-wishers a very happy Diwali, and maybe we catch up about this next weekend, I don't have much to say, Rohit. So over to you to close this.
Yeah, just a couple of our thoughts. Yeah, absolutely. So one is, you know, this would be a nice topic for another podcast episode, and I think we've done something, which is that, you know, listen to two Neil Young songs. There's one called My 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 Out of the Blue, okay? And, no, My 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 Out of the Black. So that's a song played with this insane kind of distortion on electric guitar. So I always think of, and then he has a version of the same song called My 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 Out of the Blue, which is the exact same song played in a very mellow way on the acoustic guitar. So I always think that My 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 Out of the Black is life in your 20s and My 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 Out of the Blue is life in your 40s. Yeah. It mellows down. And, you know, it's funny, but things of this sort, they are enjoyable. You know, like, okay, you know, we need to buy more wine glasses or, you know, what variety of garden hose are we going to buy? Should it be like, you know, 3 meters or should it be 5 meters? And then, you know, you're reading reviews on hardware store websites and it's kind of relaxing, you know. So you should talk about, you know, like what happens to like expectations of masculinity and, you know, slowing down in your 40s. The second thing I want to talk about just as a final thought is that, you know, in general, I'm not a believer in purity, notions of purity of any kind, because that is a total Aryan fascist one. But one of the things that has been very upsetting to me is this notion of like stuff like chocolate barfi. Arey boss, leave it alone. Barfi is beautiful. Chocolate is beautiful. That is if you like chocolate barfi, beta ute mat le. Remember, a Hindi teacher used to say, beta ute mat le. So anyway, that is my final thought. So it's a gentle Diwali to everyone, speaking in CD Bhasha, which is a language Bunty and I coined. So yes, wish all of our listeners a very, very happy and prosperous Diwali. You know, may the new year be bountiful and just all good things to you and your loved ones.
Alright, ciao then. Take care. Happy Diwali.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.